Well, I was wondering about a bit more about the cup final. Talk us through the cup final, yeah. Eric.
Well, the cup final was a bit of an anticlimax, I think, from most of the players' point of view, because we had such bad press after. But we were totally focused on winning, and we did a tough run up to it. We had played all our games away, and particularly the Coventry match was a really hard game on their patch. And we were so much favourites to beat Moseley that, as we all know, it was a bit of an anticlimax. But they'd taken risks. We got the blame again for their injuries. And I know I saw one of their players afterwards, and he was completely encased in bandages because he'd had cracked ribs, and they'd taken the chance on him finishing the game. I forget his name, he was a back row forward. But as we know, three of their players were injured and had to go off with no replacements. We should have swapped them, but we were so dedicated to just not allowing them to have a sniff of a score, because they did score actually when they had a full complement early on. They had an early try, and they lost these players at various times through the ground, through the game, and we were just focused on winning, which we did. But we we were the villains because of the way we did it. But I think the only criticism I would accept is that we didn't alter our tactics. But it wasn't a game for running rugby anyway. It was a slippery surface. It was it started raining early on the Saturday morning, and it was a dismal Twickenham. And the whole, if you look at any of the ground pictures, you'll see everyone was bedraggled with the rain that fell. And we had the balls weren't the non-slip type as we now have it. And it wasn't a game for running rugby. Their only opportunity was to try to outflank us, but of course they were outnumbered in the end. Well, through no fault of our own.
They had a man sent off to start off with.
Well, that was it. Apart from that, they were told to meet aggression with aggression, apparently. And they were
preemptive strike.
Well, that's right. This what was his name? Horton.
Yeah.
It was known to have
Nigel.
Nasty Nigel.
Yeah. Have a little flashpoint. So he hit Dick and right in front of the ref. So he went, and then there were two others carried on. But it was a good weekend. My only regret, actually, was that I was a player of rep at the time. And I had a telegram from Graham Parker, who was a former Gloucester fullback, inviting us to Lords, because Gloucestershire were playing Middlesex in one of the early one-dayers, you know, at the time. And unfortunately, we were spread all over. I think we were out in Richmond somewhere. I didn't get the telegram until the decision had been taken not to go there. Because I would have loved that. I thought that had been a great day out. You know, we'd have the hospitality of the long room, Lords, as winners of the Rugby Cup, and as guests of Gloucestershire. That would have been ideal, but we just came back down the M4, went in the first pub, and had a sing-song in Newbury, I think it was. But we did that every Saturday night anyway, so it wasn't really much different, was it? That's my take on the game.
You got a reception at the Guildhall, I think, didn't you?
Oh, subsequently. Well, it was a dual one, because it was also, we had some Bristol guys up as well. Because, as you've already alluded to, the fact that County won the championship that year, and it was a joint thing. The County 15 and the Gloucester 15 were at the reception at Guildhall, yeah. Because I remember John Pullin having a cigar out of the city coffers. All these cigars were profit.
Talking about Graham Parker, I remember reading of him that he always regretted that when he got his England caps, it wasn't Gloucester written against his name.
Who did he play for then?
So he went off to play for Blackheath.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Largely because he clashed with Harold Boughton.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.